It's Thursday, the 10th of July. Another gorgeous morning. As far as I can tell, from here, no clouds. The sun's beaming down. It's fairly calm. It's the lightest of breezes. It's fluttering the leaves on the trees. Beautiful morning, and the birds are all chattering away. Must make a difference to nature as well, this kind of weather. As long as I can get a wee drink. Goldfinches are back on the Niger feeder because I had neglected that while I was away. Well, couldn't neglect it when I was away, but I neglected it when I came back. But I put some stuff in it yesterday, and already the goldfinches are back. They must just fly in and visit. Say, is there any there? Nope, okay, keep going. There's a beautiful morning. Feeling good this morning again. Within myself and physically, though, see, I'm avoiding that conjunction, that wee conjunction, but, although, the chapped lip is healing up fine, not quite gone yet, and the razor burn is a similar ilk. But I nicked the end of my nose this morning when I was shaving. And I dripped blood everywhere. It's still bleeding yet. So I'm having to dicht the end of my nose with a bit of toilet paper every few seconds. Excuse me. Oh no, it's drying up now. It's drying up. My wife said, do you want me to put a plaster on that? I said, go ahead, you try. I want to see how you put a plaster on that. Is it not the tip of the nose? It's a wee, what do you call that little bit in the middle, you know, just above your top lip? I don't know. Anyway, it bleeds profusely. So I got rid of one. Well, almost got rid of one. Give myself another one. It's one thing I've noticed though about, I use this phrase loosely, getting older. I don't feel old, I just, the body gets older and I'm only in my 60s. But you do notice that the skin is thinner and you cut easier, you bleed that wee bit longer because your blood doesn't coagulate. Well, mine would if it was on its own, but because I've got that issue, now I can do medication. But they're starting to bleed on a bit. And I banged my head yesterday against a brick wall. Yeah, not deliberately. Trust me, although many a time I felt like banging my head against a brick wall. But I didn't notice anything. It was my wife that noticed. She said, your head's bleeding. Oh God, yeah, I remember what I did. So, seems that bruising and bleeding and cuts come more readily as you get older. Apart from that, I'm feeling fine. We were talking last night about the tiredness, shattered this morning again. But last night we were both yawning our heads off in the big chair and we actually started talking about it, both of us wondering why we're so damn tired. Don't know. Just know we are. Find you in the day, keep going. So whenever you stop, it's fatal. Have you ever noticed that? You could work for hours and hours and hours. the moment you sit down, boom. Again, it's peaceful in the garden. I feel at peace, it's with my own mind and thoughts. Although, why is there always that although? Yes, there is one niggle in my head, something I need to resolve before I go on holiday. Again, Monday morning we're off. But there's a niggle I need to resolve before I go away. You know, I'm just wondering if ever, I'd be able to say that all is 100% well in the world with everything, with health, with, well, I guess health. No, we'll rule that one out now. That's never going to happen. Well, let's just say in general health terms, you know, just generally how, you know, maybe take medication, but now I'm rambling a bit. But if I would ever be able to say apart from that, you know, I'm feeling great physically, you know, for my age, I'm feeling good mentally, all's well in home life, all's well in family life, all's well everywhere, the sunshine. And it's just great to be alive because everything is well. Utopia. Utopia. Paradise. Well. Life would be far too boring if everything was always well, wouldn't it? Far too boring. But it would be nice for a wee bit.